Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning on this beautiful, bright, and sunny Saturday morning. If you're not working out, there's only one other thing to do, and that is listen to this show today on memory loss and senility, how to understand and prevent it. That's memory loss and senility, how to understand and prevent it. No matter who you are, it's not new to you how important that thing we call the memory is. After the age of the 50, is it true that your brain is shrinking? Yes, it is. Everything shrinks after 50, right? Shrinking and sagging. How do we get the edge on this? It is not a supplement, although supplements are part of it. It's about a deep, intricate, integrated understanding and a health profile that you need to form for yourself, specific to you, so that you can move the ball of health. And as it relates to memory, so that rather than be dependent on somebody's claim that a supplement will do the trick, and since you buy all the supplements, you've got it down, to understand the depth to which what we call memory is a product of in the body. That's the intelligent way to approach it, because then you know how to use the herb, and you understand that outside of nutrition, there are so many vital things to do for what we call this brain shrinkage syndrome that we're all getting hip to. Get to the website, as always, straighttalk.cc, not .com, .cc, that's with two T's. Look at the pictures, all right? Number one on the list, is your brain shrinking? Take a look at yourself. Have your loved one take their iPhone, take a picture of you from the side. Have somebody take a picture of you from the side, and go to picture number one. Go to picture number one. Here it is, right here. Don't spend it on supplements. Don't spend it on MRIs. Don't read books. Don't even worry about your nutrition. Next to picture number one. If that's you on the left, good. If that's you on the right, bad. If that's you in the middle, you're approaching the person on the extreme right. Point is, anterior head carriage. As that head is coming forward, your brain will die. Now, as always, this is too simple for us to wrap our hands around. We want the intricate, complicated, peer-reviewed scientific articles expanding for weeks and months and years and pages upon pages of dust-covered literature giving us the hard science behind something that is so simple to understand. What we call this normal, progressive forwarding of the head on the neck chokes the blood, nerve, lymph, all the conduits to the brain. Well, what do you do about it? Well, that's why you listen to this show. You want an understanding of what it means to reverse anterior head carriage. Now, who isn't susceptible to this? Who hasn't suffered from this? And that's why when Grandpa doesn't know where he is and he's 75 or 80, we say it's normal. He's older. What do you expect? How could he be the man that he was at 18, or grandma? This is so common, so overlooked, that we call that change in the posture over the years normal. It is everything as it relates to the brain. Throw the supplements away. You can't get the supplements to your brain when you've got that type of an issue. Now, what do you do? Well, it's an art form what you do, so let me start by saying that. If you're the person on the right with 3 inches head forward, and you want to become the person in the middle or the person on the left, you can. But it is an art form to which many, many disciplines over many, many hundreds and thousands of years have given great, great attention. And it is an art form. It is not something you can merely learn from a video. or a book. Don't do that to yourself. It's good to start there, but you've got to remember these are art forms. Look at this. Look how far-reaching this is about this anterior head carriage. Look at picture number two. Now, right there, if you blow that up, because you're not going to read the little words. Blow that up. Secondary conditions from anterior head carriage. Arm pain, bone spurs, carpal tunnel, cervical canal stenosis, cervical myelopathy, decreased range of motion, degenerative disc disease, joint disease. The first eight, it's all musculoskeletal. Now look at this, digestive conditions. Why? Because you're compressing the vagus nerve. Disc herniations, well, that should be clumped in with the first six. Everybody likes to expand their list, don't they? Anterior head carriage is going to give you a multitude of musculoskeletal issues. We're not concerned about that. How about acid reflux? How about dizziness? How about the fact that the Dowager's hump just doesn't look good? Fibromyalgia. How about golfer's elbow? Hearing difficulties. You can expand that list to thousands of conditions. Why? Because anterior head carriage means you're choking out your brain. That's the central junction box. That's what runs the show. That's not news to you, but do you think about it when your left toe hurts? Do you think about it when you have knee pain? Do you think about it when you have the flu and it won't go away? When you have bronchitis three times a year? Dizziness. There's lots of implications of this as it relates to today's show. Memory, senility. My geriatric crowd, my clients who are over the age of 60 have a request, and generally it's not about fear of death. You talk to someone who's 80, 85, most people don't have fear of death. They have fear of just sitting there in a hospital with tubes up their nose or in a wheelchair alone and not knowing who they are. That they've got a fear of. I've heard this so many times, and it is so unnecessary. It is not the normal aging process to end up at 80 years old, senile. Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, just plain old age-old senility. But you've got to get the deep understanding. You've got to get a profile. So the main point today's show is you've got to create a profile for you. And that profile means you have to have the knowledge. And that means you've got to listen to this show again, because you're not going to get it. If you are a layperson, if you're a doctor, you're not going to get the show with one click. Even if you're nodding your head like you are, I promise you, when I watch people work, so many of the things I say, when I watch them try to integrate it, a lot of smart people out there that do the Cliff Note version of life. Yeah, I get it. I got it. And now I'm back to my profession. No, it does not work that way. If you want the return on this kind of stuff, you really have to integrate into it. It's no different than how you invest your money. If you're managing your money blindly, just trusting people to do it and doing what they tell you to do, and you don't understand beans about investment, you're a fool and you're going to get burned. And it's the same thing with health. So if you're new to the show, welcome. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. I think this is one of the most comprehensive attempts on radio. 5 years now, 231 shows. I have people all over the world who simply go into these shows and study them and study them. I have people that have listened to every show at least five times. And it is such a rewarding thing to watch somebody in downtown Afghanistan or somewhere in the middle of Europe or South America really hit these shows, Indonesia, Micronesia, Polynesia, and learn. All right, anterior head carriage. Let's take a closer look. Look at picture three. There's something you can buy online. Look at that. Sit on that thing 10 minutes a day. Learn to manipulate your upper cervical spine, your upper thoracic spine with something like that, a gizmo like that. Add that to the health bridge, the foam roller, and get a gizmo like this. And what you're doing is pushing your spine into a different position. Now you've got to learn to do it, thus the art. Lots of intricacies I can't get into on radio today, but some of you guys are grassroots. You'll just do it and wing it. Here's to you, wing it. Understand there are risks. They're not terribly dangerous risks, but you can tweak your neck, hurt yourself using these things. But you can do that crossing the street. You can do that driving a car. You can do that painting your house. If you have to take a lesson for everything you attempt to do before you do it, you won't be doing much. Look at picture number four. Go to picture number four at straighttalk.cc. We're on the show looking at the pictures. Look at the different ways a person can hang their head. We're not just talking about the head. We're talking about the thoracics. We're talking about the low back. Look at all the variations. They all make a huge difference to the head. And that kid on the extreme right there, that's the posture you want. That's what the guy on picture number one on the extreme left is sort of denoting, except you're only looking at his head. Now, what does this have to do with the inside of your brain? Well, let's break this down a little more. Let's look at picture six. There's the back of your bulletproof head. That's Mr. Clean from behind. And look at the girth of thick, huge muscles that grip the back of your head. Now look at that, picture six. Now let's strip that down to the bone, right? Eat the chicken to the bone. Let's look at that. Before you get to the bone, you're going to get to a bunch of teeny-weeny little muscles. And that's where the real action is. That's picture seven. Now, I want you to look at picture number nine. Now, there. You can't get any more basic than picture number nine, even though we're going to. Look at picture number nine. Just take a deep breath and take a look at picture number nine. Look at that. Look at all those teeny, weeny, itsy, bitsy muscles tying up the bones of your neck to your skull. Even that white thing down the line, ligamentum flavum. It's rectus capitis superior, inferior, your oblique muscle. We call that, if you look at those muscles, this is picture nine, that's the suboccipital triangle. The occiput is just there at the bottom of your skull, just where it meets the top of your neck. You've got to access that to change the position of your head on the neck. You've got to access those muscles. That means feel them when you stretch them. That's something very few people succeed at. That's something very few people can do anything about. And that's the problem. And this is why if you say something like taking your head from an extreme anterior tilt back to where it belongs is so rivetingly important to the health of your brain, so the neurons in your brain don't die after 60, to the point where you don't know where you are or who you are at 70 or 80. The reason this doesn't really stick to anybody's ribs is because they don't have these experiences of taking therapy to the point where you open up the spaces there. Now look at picture number 10. Occiput C1, C2. That's what you're interested in. Occiput C1, C2. Look at picture number. We're going to move fast with the pictures today. I have a ton of stuff, but I've got a full 40, 45 minutes to get it to you. It's an infinite amount of time. Picture 13 there, atlantoaxial and occipital joint. That's what we're talking about. Back to picture 10. By the way, when you're scanning these pictures, you know, sometimes if I'm going fast, you don't need to blow the picture up. Many of you can see the picture clearly enough without blowing it up. So when I move fast, you don't have to blow it up, then go blow the next one up. You can just look at the picture. Little trade tip for cruising the internet. Picture 10, look at that. Occiput C1, C2. You want relationship. You want to be able to separate and isolate the occiput from C1 and C2. You know what this feels like. Look at picture 11. You know what this feels like there. There's you, without any meat on your bone. You're lying face up, this is picture 11, and somebody's clutched underneath your suboccipital space. And they're going to pull your head apart. Cervical decompression. Look at picture 12. Cervical decompression. Oh yes, I've had cervical decompression. Didn't do a thing. I paid big money to get my spine pulled apart.